welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Just as most craft beer drinkers can point to a few specific beers that really got them into craft beer, brewers can point to a few beers that really got them into brewing. Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings says Newcastle Brown Ale was one of the first for him.
That was one of the first kind of, you know, back before when I started exploring beers outside of the big brands, there wasn't really a craft category here. You had domestics and imports, and that was kind of how they was labeled at the stores and on the menus. So the imports were the ones that I would try. The first one was Newcastle, and I tasted it. I was like, this is different. I probably at the time couldn't identify everything that was different or why I liked it, but you know, it definitely was intriguing, if nothing else. And then we had Smittix. I'm not sure if you guys have had that. And of course, Guinness was out there.
Seth says the beer that really opened his eyes was Samuel Smith's Imperial Stout.
And I said, you know what? This is really beyond any of the other domestic beers. And even domestic beers' attempts at some of these more complex flavors. So
is that the first one you remember that was sort of an aha moment?
Yeah, I think it was Samuel Smith. Then it was an interesting because I popped the top and it had the Imperial Stout. Had the foil top on and everything, like it was kind of cool. I was like, what, you know, what is this? Why would you do this? And we bought a four pack or something of those. My girlfriend at the time, now wife, thankfully, we shared those beers with her, and she's like, this is fantastic. So that's probably what started the journey, and what.
And that remains to this day an excellent beer.
Right, I mean, it remains really to this day. Once we started getting into those, you know, it kind of took off and we started to try to search out those styles.
And he started looking for beer made closer to home.
We started to search out local breweries. Brow Brothers was one of the first that we could get our hands on, you know, in this area at that time. That was one of the first that I can remember. I think we were able to get our hands on that even before we had a Fat Tire or anything from New Belgium.
More Beer Untapped is on the way.
Isolation, alcoholic fermentation, NADH oxidation. Give me a beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk to Seth Cook from Woodlegs Brewing of Brookings about the beers that helped make him a brewer. Newcastle Brown Ale, Samuel Smith's Imperial Stout were early key beers for Seth. An affinity for British styles was solidified with a visit to England and a chance to experience real ale firsthand.
I went to visit my now business partner over in England, and we sat in the pubs and had some cask ale and really enjoyed them. And what led to the next thing is a desire to replicate some of those flavors. And not long after that, I bought my first brew kit and got after it. And one thing led to another, and we kept exploring, and this whole hobby and industry kept developing, and pretty soon we have a full-blown brewery. So that's probably where the origin story, if we were writing a comic book, that's probably the origin story of Wooden Legs here.
He also enjoyed trying a lot of different kinds of beers.
And I think that's what impressed me the most, is I would sit down and we'd have one, and I'd enjoy it, and at the time didn't know why, didn't know if it was hoppy. You know, I just couldn't put accurate description to what I was experiencing, and I'd open up the next bottle from a different brewery, and it would be a completely different experience. You know, same glass, completely different experience. And I think that was probably what I was most intrigued by initially, is just the opportunity to try so many different flavors that I really got excited about those. After I did that, I would take and do a little bit more focus and say, oh, let's try brown ales, or let's try IPAs, or let's try Imperial Stout. And was able to dial in a bit more on those.
Another major beer moment for Seth came thanks to a bottle shop in Louisville, Kentucky, and a big double IPA.
I ended up going into this beer store, and it was completely dedicated to everything beer. And I had asked the person behind the counter, just send me in the right direction. What would I like? And they pointed me to some Three Floyds beers, which I'd never had before. And specifically, Dreadnought is a bomber that they gave me. So that night, I took that back to the hotel and cracked open a bottle of Dreadnought, and it probably unceremoniously poured it in a hotel glass or something, and drank it. And I just opened up my senses. I was like, wow, this isn't anything like I've had before. So as often as I can get it, I try to get my hands on a Dreadnought. It's a good beer. It's a fantastic beer. But it has a real strong sentimental value for me because, you know, it really kind of represented a change of position, a change of thought process on what beer could be.
And he says there still is a sense of discovery.
But I think the amazing part is I can still drink a lot of different beers and still find a same sense of discovery in each one now that I did 15 years ago when we started doing this. And I think that's probably as inspiring as anything else, is that to open myself up to a cliche. We haven't tapped out on this yet.
So get out there. Discover your eye-opening beers. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.